What are your thoughts on the newfound balance the last 2 weeks between the run and the pass?
Oh, it's been good. Two productive games. So, but this week, really good defense. Can't say enough good things about them. But they give up 60 yards a game rushing. I think it's under 300 a game. So, tough place to play. Been there before. It's super loud. And they have a good defense, so it's going to be tough.
Logan, what makes a defense so tough, though? What do they do that makes it difficult for offenses?
Well, they got good players, first of all, and then they got big guys inside. It's hard to run on. And then they get you in third and long, and they got a lot of good pass rushers. So I think their D-line is what leads their defense, from what I can see, and they're pretty good.
In your experience, is that the loudest place to play?
I've been in some loud ones. It's one of the loudest. Last time I was there, their team wasn't that good. They were out of the playoffs already, and the place was still rocking. So they got good support out there.
How do you guys deal with that? I mean, on the offensive line, what are some of the keys? I know you don't give away state secrets or anything.
Right.
What
do you? Well, a lot of it's mental toughness, just being able to focus through that. Takes a lot of communication. You can't just look over and say you got to scream it to the guy next to you so he could hear you. But just making sure everyone's on the same page when you can't verbally get on the same page all the time.
You guys have good depth at running back and different styles of runner. How important is that when you're attacking a certain defense? You can throw different kind of styles, you know, which,
For us, it's just blocking the play how it's designed to be blocked, and then it's up to those guys how they want to run, how they want to read it, what cuts they want to make. So we're just blocking it, and then hopefully they find a hole, and hopefully we make one for them.
Logan, what's some of the challenges for offensive linemen running the tempo that you guys ran last week when you did the no huddle fast?
Just making sure you're all on the same page. And then, like, if you watch the film, there's some plays they're not set up, so you don't know exactly who you're going to, but everyone get going in the right direction, and hopefully they fall into a spot where you can pick them up and the next guy next to you knows he's going to someone else.
You missed the Buffalo game and you left last week's game early. How are you feeling physically at this point?
Just working to get better, taking it day by day, spending a lot of time in the training room.
Is it frustrating, I guess, is too easy to say, but...
Yeah, it's never fun, but it's just one of those things you got to get through.
Logan, what do you think about the comments that have created such a fuss on Twitter? Your colleague, Amanda Spike, saying he's homophobic and raising a lot of fuss on Twitter.
He didn't say that.
First of all, I don't tweet, so I don't really care about that stuff. Second of all, if it's not another question about Seattle or football, I'm out of here. I got better things to do.
You think it's appropriate to be making those kind of comments on Twitter?
I have no opinion one way or the other. I don't tweet, whatever you guys call it. I could care less what people say on there. It doesn't bother me.
How do you explain the success you guys have had holding on, protecting the football so far, and on your defense creating turnovers?
Well, I think we could do a better job of protecting it. We've lost a couple the last few weeks, so we need to do a better job of that until we get it to zero. It's not good enough, and the defense has been doing a great job. They've been knocking out fumbles, getting interceptions, and as many of those that we can get, I'll take all of them.
Logan, can you share a Kevin Falk moment, favorite memory over the years?
There's a lot of them. I think just being around Kevin was a good experience. I played 7 years with the guy, and he was a great teammate the whole time, hard worker, fun to be around. He's one of those guys you would love to have on your team.
Another, this is a goofy question, but it's a long flight out there and a long flight back. Is there one guy in particular that is difficult to sit by because he either snores or is loud? Or?
Not yet. Some of us are grumpy on the flight, so if they start messing around, we'll yell at them.
What do you like to do on a long flight?
Sleep if I can, but that's not always possible. So luckily we have TVs on the plane.
Logan, one more good ball. Best nickname on the team. Who is it and what is it?
I don't know. Put me on the spot. I'd have to think about it.
Who Man, pretty cool.
Who Man's good, but that's only because you can't pronounce his name. So it's not really making fun of him or anything.